You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi Annie, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry, and your name is Melissa. What's that? Needs to get off there. Those needs to be gone there. Just someone's complaining about that yesterday. Sorry. Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the breakfast show, guys. Tell us about the women in media. Tell us about those women in media. Tell us about who are these women in media we're talking about.
I'll defer to Alyssa here because she's the great organizer.
We just have a really cool panel discussion tomorrow on the topic of women in media. We have Serena Pearson, Annie Goldson, and Margaret Henley to talk about
big women. Hitters.
Yeah, definitely. They're really inspiring women. I love being in their classes. Just to talk about women and their roles behind the scenes as well as in front of it.
Annie, we spoke about the, it's a cool idea. We spoke about you here talking about the Kim.com documentary. Was that the last thing you were working on? Or
that was the last thing I finished, yeah.
I think finished. How long does it take to finish things?
Well, it's
media,
variable.
I'm blimmin' media, I think they just...
It depends on the funders.
Yeah, yeah. So so your role on this panel is what do you think?
Well, I think
your esteemed colleagues.
Yes, it's half the media and communication department appearing tomorrow. But my role is, I assume, as a woman and as a media participant.
Yeah.
So we haven't discussed the format too closely. But yeah, I imagine I'll be talking about the particular challenges, if any, that women face.
Is this the first time you've done this panel?
On this particular topic, yes.
Yep.
So it'll be
fascinating time to talk about this as well.
Yeah,
you know, it's you know, to coin the phrase, the current climate.
Yeah.
You know, it's great though, isn't it? And what sort of changes will you be talking about? What sort of things have come up in the last sort of 12 months that you think are vital and important to discuss?
Well, obviously the whole Me Too thing has completely transformed, and that was not just Hollywood, of course, that was throughout the media and every other industry, and I'm old enough to have remembered the first wave of feminism where there was a lot of discussion around these issues, and then for 20 years really, and blame neoliberalism perhaps, all of those debates just went away, but suddenly they're back again, so that's cool.
Yeah, and it's... Well, and those debates, when people are talking about that sort of thing, it changes the whole way media is made, doesn't it? I mean, the whole creation of it, then the type of media, the sort of things that we focus on.
Well, yeah, you do see some very powerful men that were in control of narratives, be they news narratives, be they Hollywood narratives.
Yes.
And you do wonder, had they not been those people in that position, whether there would be a different slew of...
Yeah, and when you see them fall from grace, you do sort of say, well, you make your fucking bed, you dirty buggers, you know, and ruin it for everyone. But it's great to be talking about it, and it's, I mean, will you be talking about things outside of, you know, the Me Too movement part of it? Are there other big topics that women in media need to discuss that aren't necessarily just... being treated badly by guys in media?
Yes. Excluding you.
aside from the Me Too,
yes.
There is another big thing about like gender equality in the pay gap as well. But because the audience really, the people we're going to be talking to are media and communication students, and we want to be able to give them a space to ask questions about what they should expect when they're going to graduate and enter the workforce in media. A lot of it will be like a cute question answer portion, where we can just open up the floor and get them to ask our speakers the questions and kind of form a discussion around the topics that they raise. I think one of the big things would be in our generation how many students there are that want to get into the workforce and the competition as well, and maybe how gender kind of affects that as well.
Yeah, what are some of that as someone who's played a few big games there, Annie? What are some of the advantages of being a woman in media? Or do you start out just being thoroughly disadvantaged?
Well, I think
must have some advantages.
Yeah,
over being a man.
Look, it was interesting. I was teaching a class yesterday, wasn't I? Mm-hmm. And I was looking at we were discussing some statistics that came out in 2008, which tried to look at journalism internationally. It was a big survey of 20,000 journalists internationally. And
we're not just talking about films and TV. We're talking about journalism as part of media.
Yeah.
Media is
as
serious as it is insane. You know?
And it was actually only Finland and New Zealand who had roughly comparable women and men, which I thought was a bit of a yay. So, but I think one of the issues facing women in the film industry and the media industry is the fact now it's kind of what we call the gig economy.
Yeah.
And it is still women, I have to say, that do bear most responsibility for children, often for aging parents. And it's pretty difficult to, in a kind of non-unionized environment, to be kind of doing those 12-hour days and also juggling the other responsibilities. So I think that's an issue, and I think there are issues.
That's not necessarily an advantage of being a woman, though, is it?
No, no, it's not. I am trying to think. Yeah. I mean, apparently we're inherently more cooperative and collaborative, but looking at some of the female bosses around, I'm not sure if that's true.
It's a small country, I think. Jingly as you go. And how long is it on for? How long does the panel run from? So that's 6 o'clock on the 19th?
It goes tomorrow? Till 6 o'clock till around 7:30.
Yep. Anyone can go?
Anyone can go, but please, it's free for members and then gold coin donation for non-members.
Just a gold coin.
Perhaps talk about the bigger organisation behind it, because you might want to use this as a recruiting moment.
So it's run by the University of Auckland Film Society, which we just started up last semester. So we're fairly new, but it has a long history of existence from the 70s, and then it just keeps going on and off. But we thought we'd revive it this year because there seems to be a lot of things going on that we want to create a platform for the students that we have here at uni. And we do a lot of things. We have these panel discussions. We're also running organizing workshops throughout the year, one on cinematography, editing, and screenwriting with Suchi. And also we have a collaborators page where we kind of promote student-run projects like music videos and short films where everyone can just work together do those things.
All right, so that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Annie Goldson, who's with us. Hi, Annie.
And can I just make a quick plug? The Kim.com film is showing today at noon.
That's your film!
Pat Hannon Room. And that's meant to be for university people only, I think. But
I've seen it. Yeah. Watched it. Watched old Caught in the Web, and that's interesting. Interesting to see how. Finish filming on that?
It premiered in March this year.
But look, so it just happened to his story since then.
Oh, I know. No, the story keeps going. That's for sure. March last year.
He's the Kim that keeps on giving. But in the panels one night, there's you yourself, Annie Goldson, Margaret Henley, who's media and television film studies, and Serena Pearson, who's communication post colonial popular screen culture. All getting up and saying anything. And good for anybody that's interested in media, and especially anyone who faces any sort of disadvantage. And in that industry, I guess, as well, just to get a good overview of what's going on.
Yeah,
up to date overview of what's going on. Thanks very much for coming in, you guys.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Meet at the Clock Tower at the university, 6 o'clock tomorrow.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.